But first, a word from our sponsor.
Oh, I once had a friend who ate some Kraft mac and cheese, and his guts started falling out his ass. His guts started falling out his ass. His guts started falling out his ass. Oh, he should have had a Slim Jim instead.
His hair, whack. His gear, whack. His jewelry, whack. His foot stance, whack. The way that he talks, whack. The way that he doesn't even like to smile, whack. Me, I'm tight as fuck.
Like I've been turned inside out. All of the fuck in the world, there's nothing sacred, just smoke.
Welcome to Keep It at 99, the best metal podcast of all time. My name is Eagle with Rubber City Redbeard. Put in them earbuds, cause it's time to get weird. We have got a motherfucking show for you, because this week I took my member berries and I went to Mushroom Head playing Super Buick. Rubber City Redbeard saw Super Bob, so it's a lot of super buzz.
It was a super weekend.
Super weekend. Super. How you doing, my man?
I'm doing really well. I'm doing really well.
Yeah?
Yeah, things are good.
You look good.
Thanks.
You got a glow to you.
I'm not tired.
Same here.
And I'm not all jacked up on 5 hour either. Like I've had 5 hours today, but I'm not all jacked up on 5 hours. Usually, like, in order for me to be awake here, I have to drink one right before we go into record mode.
Yeah, sure. I almost texted you today because I was so excited that I was like, I think I'm going to be wide awake by the time Redbeard gets here. I was like, I think I'm actually going to be awake. I should let him know. Hey, I'm awake. I'm alert. I'm ready to podcast.
I was quite awake driving over here, and that's usually when I'm napping. Like, the drive over, I just get a nap in real quick. my knee takes over. I got the best autopilot ever. You have no idea.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Like drunken autopilot. Yeah. Any kind of fucked up autopilot, I guess. Even when I got beat up last year.
Oh yeah.
When I got jumped and shit. I wasn't there. But I never went out. Like I was fighting the whole fucking time. I have no idea.
Just went completely numb mentally.
I have no idea. Autopilot.
Taking a nap. If you hear a lot of kids in the background, we're recording this at a playground.
Yeah.
We like to move around, get to know the city of Akron.
We felt, the monkey bars would help us out.
Yeah, make us feel jovial.
If we swung around on those for a little bit before we started recording,
yeah,
the show would be better. Because we was monkey barring.
Monkey barring.
Yeah. You know about that. We do.
So this week we were going to have, I was going to have Eric Frank from Drunken Funk.
Yeah, like that was the plan.
That was the plan.
We were going to have Eric Frank call in and give us like the play-by-play update of the...
Right.
The recap.
Mm-hmm.
That's the word I'm looking for. The recap of the Mushroom Head Super Buick show. But!
But!
Rich Griggs.
Yes, my lover.
He's your lover. That's got to be rough on you. I hear he's huge.
Sometimes it's rough on me.
That's how he gets it in all the time. Like he doesn't have to. He doesn't have to mac on chicks at all. He's just like zip, and they're like, okay.
He invited me to the Super Buick prom. Last minute changes, so I actually got to attend the show. And what I'm thinking is that Eric Frank, he's going to be opening up for one of my favorite bands of all time in Unified Culture here in November.
Ooh.
So we should get Eric Frank on the show leading up to the show.
Prior to the show? Just have him on as a guest?
Yeah, we'll plug the fuck out of that thing.
We should.
Because Unified Culture is going to be releasing an album. A brand new album. First time in God knows how long. And I'm ecstatic about it.
That'd be
Craig
fun.
Martini. So I think we'll have Eric Frank. Drunken Funk and Unified Culture seems to be like, that's like the perfect matchup.
Yeah.
Of bands. But yeah, I went to Super Buick, and it was a nostalgia fest. Let me tell you something. I felt young as shit at this show.
Because everybody was way older than you?
Yeah, yeah. Richie and I were debating on the way up. I was just like, I bet that we feel young at the show. I bet it's a lot of people that, they all ate their member berries too, and they're like, Super Buick, I remember Super Buick. They were all there, man. There was a lot of balding heads, man. A lot of balding heads.
I would have been one of them.
I was one of them.
It was a really good time. It was really interesting seeing everybody dressed up like they were at a wedding. Like,
I've seen a lot of pictures from that show, man. Everybody looked really good.
Yeah, it was definitely a dapper time. We got in late, and we caught the very tail end of Unsaid Fate, Jackie LaPonce's band.
Okay.
And when I walked into the theater, if anybody listens to this show, we've talked multiple times about don't cover Rage Against the Machine. Just don't do it.
Yeah, don't do it.
Cover whatever you want, but like Rage is the number one. Just please don't. When I walked in, you know what Jackie LaPonce was saying to me? She said, fuck you. I won't do what you tell me.
Oh, man.
Fuck you. I won't do what you tell me. I was like, I put my arms up. Like, I just want to. Like,
this is how my night is starting?
Yes. That set the tone. Great. I've never seen Unsaid Fate live. I did catch them covering Rage, and people were loving it. But I also noticed that everybody was pretty drunk. Everybody was pretty shit-faced there.
Yeah, they're probably just loving being there.
Yeah. Yeah,
because it was 1996 again for one night.
I was singing along with the lyrics with Richie. We were having our little time. We were like, someone. And we were doing all that shit. I was rapping the fuck out of Bwomp.
Were you creepy crawling?
I creepy crawled. Did you? Twisted 4 or 5 caps. Nice. Dropped it from the top. I let the motherfucker stop. The cops, they want their props, tripping like a bunch of pork chops. I do know that they're loco, going cuckoo for the Cocoa Puffs. So rough, so tough, sure enough, make it funky enough. Just don't let the rhythm stop.
Very good.
That was the highlight for me was Mushroom Head when they did the second blob. Rhythm stop. The time the motherfucker stop. The cops want the props stepping like a bunch of pork chops. The thing with logo. J-Man came out in his white tux. And right away, I was just like, he's looking for me. It's obvious. He's like, hey, where is that motherfucker? Yeah. Jeffrey sounded great. J-Man sounded wonderful. The band, I mean, they were tight.
Oh. Were they good guys?
They were good dudes. They were good dudes. They sounded tight.
If you were never around for the real Super Buick days, and you know, back in late 90s, early 2000s, for Mushroom Head and shit, like those shows were just a whole... It was a whole different party.
Yeah, you don't know better. It was really surprising seeing some of the people that I saw. I got to see our friend Josh Finfrock.
Yeah,
Josh Finner.
Finner.
Yeah, we kicked it during Mushroomhead's second set because that's when we became the old dudes and we were like, okay, I don't know a lot of these songs, so we're going outside.
We don't know these ones.
We're gonna listen from outside of the
building. How long did they play? How long of a set did they play?
Fuck, dude. They did the Super Buick set like 11:30-ish.
Yeah.
And then they came back on around 1, I wanna say, to do a second set. And it was, you know, I was old, man. I just felt old and tired. I was kinda like,
I'd have been out. I mean, I would have went just for Super Buick. That would have been the whole purpose of me going, is because that's what I like.
Yeah.
So I'd have been out. I've been out. But, you know, I listen to them. They're going to be playing at the Outpost.
Are they?
Black Friday. Yeah, another Black Friday show. Yeah, they played Black Friday.
Really?
Last year, yeah. I think the year before also. But, yeah, Black Friday at the Outpost in Kent, Ohio. Mushroomhead.
Mushroomhead. The living legends, Mushroomhead. That was just a metaphor. I really got the vibe when I left. I was like, man, you know, Mushroomhead's still the band that can sell out the Agora from here, right? Who else can do that from the Northeast Ohio region?
Chimera's done.
I mean, there's some hip-hop cats from Cleveland if you want to count them. You know, I mean, Kid Cudi can fucking do it.
Kid Cudi and him being the best one from Cleveland. 'Cause day and night, the longest owner seems
to free his mind at night. He's all alone through the day. Yeah, the last record they put out, I can honestly say it's like I really enjoy half of it, the other, but ever since M3, you know what I mean, being a music fan, it's just kind of how it is. It's like, yeah, there's some great fucking gems and there's some that are what they are. So it's not like they've completely fell off, and maybe they'll make another record that's just going to be fucking boom, 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 boom.
I'm waiting for it.
And I hope that they stay. I hope they stay as relevant today as they were 10 years ago, as relevant around here as they were 20 years ago. It's obvious to me that they are. I mean, I can't think of another band around here, a metal band, that could convince 1,000 people to dress up like they're going to the fucking prom And we all
to convince 1,000 metalheads to dress up in suits,
right?
And they dresses. Were pitting, yeah.
They you were know, pitting. Like, they were having a blast. It was a good time.
It's if you don't know, it's a thing with metal people that you don't dress up.
Right.
We're not dress uppers.
No, man. You're
wear fucking
ripped jeans,
camouflage shorts.
What black T-shirt will I wear today?
Yeah, and that's it. Will it have a band name on it? Will it have a liquor on it? I don't know. Will it have a funny saying on it with the word fuck somewhere? It'll be there. Oh, I'm going to wear my black shirt that says something about Jesus. That's the one I'm going to wear today. Do you agree that... in a time like Mushroom Head, back in the day when they built their following, early 90s, Chimera, late 90s.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? The time back then for music and music fans was completely different. Like, we looked at music differently back then. We loved it differently than people do now. Like, everything is so wishy-washy now when it comes to music.
Mm-hmm.
It's all garbage. It's regurgitated bullshit.
A lot
it's
of it.
Backing tracks. It's fucking samples. It's yeah. There's just a lot of shit that's being shoved down everybody's throat. So it's kind of hard to, just get a grasp on something and be like, I love that, when everything sounds like the same fucking thing nowadays. So I just think that we're in a different time now that people just aren't attached to it.
Now we're the old people who think the younger generation's music sounds like shit.
Shit changed after 9/11. You know?
Well, and I mean, you know, I don't want to put the blame on the internet, but, you know, ever since the internet, it's been a lot easier to go like, oh, what's the name of your band? Let me look this up real quick. Okay, here's some videos. Here's a couple songs. Here's some pictures of you guys. I now have a good grasp of what your band is. Mushroom Head back in the day, like, you had to hear it secondhand. From somebody like at
oh,
your
these
school.
Guys are so crazy. It's so dude, new masks and fucking the drums and the guitars are so heavy, dude.
And Roxy.
Oh, there's a chick always... that's like blowing a dude on stage. It's fucking crazy.
You have to see it.
You gotta go see it. And then you go and see it.
And when you see them too, like their music at that time was like, it was like a mix between like Marilyn Manson, kind of had that feel to it, had a little bit of Faith No More feel to it. It was different. And still to this day, you can hear Mushroom Head and go, that's some fucking Mushroom Head. But I hope that I don't know if the band exists already. There's some great, awesome, I mean, Below the Tide today. Yeah, just found out that Below the Tide is going to be playing
Suicide Silence?
Fucking Whitechapel?
Yeah, dude, those guys are sick.
Fucking Despised Icon. Despised Icon is fucking awesome.
So, yeah, and let me get this right. Now, they're the only local on the show, but
yes.
They're not just the only local on the show. They're the only local that's playing a show on that entire tour. Yeah.
And much fucking deserved, man.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, those guys fucking work hard. So congrats to you fucking guys. Fucking open up. I mean, I think you're probably more on the money with the what's going on. Like, you know, it's oversaturated.
Mm-hmm.
That the access is too easy. That you don't have to go out and see these bands anymore in order to see them. That you can sit at home and fucking Google.
Yes.
And bam, there you go. And now maybe you'll go see them, maybe you won't, whatever. But yeah, back in the day, you had to go to the shows. That was the only way to check it out and see what it was about. We didn't even have fucking camera phones back then.
Truth.
You know?
Truth. I just really want to see somebody be able to market themselves in a way like they did. Remember how Mushroom Head was notorious for their merch. They made their own shirts. They had their own calendar one year. They were this thing that like formed a scene. And then they were putting on bands like NDE at the Blossom.
They yeah, I saw and NDE at Nautica the Stage.
Blossom.
Yeah. I worked that show with NDE. They played Nautica.
That shit was incredible. And still to this day, Mushroomhead gives local bands the opportunities to be able to play in front of a wider audience.
And there are a lot of people that talk shit about Mushroomhead, especially musicians in northeastern Ohio, failed mostly.
Yeah.
That
we're failing.
We're failing. It's no matter how you feel about that band or them as people, which shouldn't be fucking relevant to anything. Your personal opinion on who they are as human beings has nothing to do with the music.
No,
it's business, and then there's a personal level. So keep it business. And you won't have no fucking problems.
Yeah. If you've opened up for Mushroomhead before, don't talk shit.
That they, you know, but no matter how you feel about them as a band or as people, like, that you have to respect them for giving you the platform to play in front of 1,000 people.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Because they do that. and you know, they'll throw all kinds of locals on a show.
Yeah.
So.
Tons. And take this into consideration. Next time, you local musician, you're talking shit about Mushroomhead, think about it. Go, have I opened up for Mushroomhead? The answer would be yes. Has Mushroomhead ever opened up for me? The answer is a no. I think we can wrap it up.
Think about that.
A killer's confession.
This is Waylon Revis's new project.
It's Revis, man.
It's Revis, man. You say my name right, motherfucker.
He's such a nice guy, though. Waylon's such a nice dude.
From fucking America.
America,
motherfucker. It's Revis. So this is Waylon's new band, A Killer's Confession.
Ooh.
From what I'm reading, it says, former Mushroomhead vocalist Waylon Revis has announced a new group named A Killer's Confession. The band have signed with Megadeth bassist David Ellefson's EMP label group. And are preparing their debut album, Unbroken, for an early 2017 release.
Oh, man.
I would like to know who is all in this band.
Me too.
Who did Waylon hook up with from Northeast Ohio? Because it's people from North. It's got to be, right?
You would imagine. I know a couple of people that he's been jamming with from around here.
Now, with the beef that he has with Mushroomhead and the videos that he's come out and made, right?
Yeah.
You would figure the people that are in his band have to equally hate Mushroomhead as passionately as he does, right?
Like yeah.
They all have to be on the same level for, like, fuck Mushroomhead in order to be in that band.
Yeah. Yeah, so definitely.
Who are the jaded fucks?
Here's what Revis says about the project. He says, man,
Revis, man.
Revis, sorry. Man, I'm so proud of this project. Being able to come back with an absolute killer record with killer musicians, man. Anyone who's been a fan of anything I've done previously, Mushroomhead, is absolutely going to be floored by A Killer's Confession. Seriously, if you have a dick, this record is going to knock it in the dirt. He just...
Is that a quote?
It's a quote. That's an actual quote.
That's a Revis quote.
Yeah.
Nice.
The record's being produced by Tom Hazert, who did stuff with American Head Charge and Richmond, Kentucky's Third Sky Studio.
Okay, so he produced some stuff with American Head Charge.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then on signing to EMP or EMP, he says, Revis has this to say. He's like, I'm so thankful to Tom and David for believing me and getting behind this project the way they have. I've been watching everything they've done last year, and I'm so proud to be excited and part of the Imp family.
That's a spot on Revis.
The guy could be the nicest guy in the world.
I feel like he's taking a chance on you because he's striking while the iron's hot.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, hey, nobody else is taking a chance on you, I guess. But he is.
Yeah.
And awesome, dude. Awesome. Yeah. Awesome, man. I hope it works out for you, man. But if you gotta be in my band, you gotta be like, fuck them.
Yeah, you can't like Skinny, man.
You can't like Steve Felton.
You can't like the guy. And Stitch is a piece of shit, right? You guys gotta get tattoos and say, fuck Stitch.
Is that the criteria?
That's like
to get Waylon Rose's
like, band. They're gonna wear biker vests with rockers that say "fuck Shroomhead."
And props to Mushroomhead, because you hear what they said in retaliation to Waylon.
They wish him the best.
They said nothing.
Zero.
Zero. Hate is gonna hate, man. People that go out and just project that. Because at first, when he left, you know, his whole thing was, "I'm not gonna talk shit." Then he waited a few months. He's like, "Man, fuck them, man."
I don't even think it was a few months, dude. Like, I was pretty.
It was like the next week.
Soon after, man, it was a couple weeks, maybe. And he was like, "Fuck these motherfuckers."
It just always kills me knowing people from around here that you know they'll be like, "Waylon is he was the guy that actually like made Mushroomhead like." Don't say it. Don't say it. I'll get a J-Man tattoo, motherfucker. Don't tell me that Waylon was the coolest part of Mushroomhead.
If you say that in front of Eagle, you'll get spat on.
You get
spat
on. If you
say that in front of me, you might get a fucking ring print on your face.
That's some saying you don't like Beastie Boys type
shit. Dude, I don't even like Mushroomhead that much. Like, I'm not a huge fucking Mushroomhead fan by any means, but if somebody were to be like, "Waylon was the best part of Mushroomhead," you might get slapped. Just really? For being stupid. Has nothing to do with like me sticking up for Mushroomhead. Just for you being that goddamn ignorant for saying that dumb shit. The fuck out of here with that. Waylon was the best part of Mushroomhead. Fucking suck a dick. Real summit, not a dude, get up in for real. Save the art. So you heard that the Caballero brothers are doing the Roots Bloody Roots tour.
Yes.
And which is awesome.
Yeah, really
now,
cool.
Sepultura just played the Outpost. Obviously wasn't Sepultura. And I've said the entire time that, you know, the Caballeros are Sepultura. When that show got booked, I was so stoked because I thought I was going to get to see Igor at the Outpost. And then I found out he was long gone.
He's in the Caballero conspiracy.
Right. And this formed even after this, I think. I don't even think the Caballero conspiracy was around yet.
Okay.
If it was, I hadn't heard about it.
All right.
And so then, you know, I heard that they got this new kid. He's like 21 years old, 22 years old, Eloy Casagrande. And I looked up some videos of this kid, and he absolutely crushes. I mean, he's a fucking phenomenal drummer. Young Brazilian kid, just fucking tears shit up. They played all that stuff. What's the guy's name?
Andreas Kisser?
Yep.
Andreas Kisser and Paulo Zisto Pinto. Paulo Pinto Jr.
So you have, you know, a couple guys from Sepultura or whatever playing. But the crowd that should have showed up for Sepultura, like you say Sepultura and you're like, fuck yeah, dude.
Chaos AD.
Oh, I wanna go. Chaos AD. It's a great fucking album.
Great album.
There are 130 people showed up.
Damn. Dude.
Sepultura played in front of 130 people.
Sepultura.
Sepultura. Quote unquote. Sepultura.
The cover band.
Yeah.
The world's biggest Sepultura cover band.
And that's what people have said for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
The general consensus is that Sepultura isn't Sepultura without the Caballeros.
It's not. None against, what's his name? Derek Green, the singer and shit. I mean, the guy's great.
Cleveland dude.
Cleveland
great
cat. Singer.
You know? And good for him for having a career for the past 20-some years.
But Max Cavalera, I mean, that dude sold records with Soulfly. And looking back on Soulfly, it's like, how did he sell some records?
Because
Soulfly?
He was a Caballero.
Because he's
and
fucking
everybody nice. Fucking loves those dudes.
Binga!
Yeah, boomba, boomba!
Binga. But Max Caballero, he recently did an interview, and he mentioned, he said, "Igor and I should have fired those two assholes and kept the name." That's what he said. Exactly
and
like that.
And they fucking should have. If they were smart business-wise, they would have kept that fucking name. Like, how, I don't even know why they would have gave it up to Andre.
Yeah. They should, and like, I, the fact that Andre still like walks around going like, "This is Sepultura," is, it feels super disrespectful to the fans, because the fans know better. You pulled in 130 maybe in Kent,
Ohio.
Kent, you know how many people are going to go see the Roots tour, even though they should be doing Chaos AD in its entirety. That should be the album. That record fucking
slays. Not to say that they won't come back and do that, but. Roots being as popular as it was.
Mm-hmm. People love screaming Roots.
Yeah.
They love screaming Roots. I'm just glad that Max finally came out and said what we've all been thinking for years.
Is that they're not Sepultura.
Because he's been too, you know, just modest about shit. Like, "No, it's okay. No problem. Max have no problem with that."
They do that. That's fine. Max do Soulfly.
You know, it's like, okay. And it's like, all right, Soulfly, I got you.
Tribal.
It's like, gotcha.
And now he's like, fuck those guys.
Yeah, I have a Cavalera Conspiracy record, and it fucking slays. It's so good. It's so good. It's so heavy. Yeah. It's like, oh, this is what Sepultura should be. It's what Sepultura should be. Brazilian as fuck. I love Cleveland, but Cleveland ain't Sepultura.
And it's not Brazil. Brazil is dirty. It's dirty. Violent.
Oh, man. Political discourse, kids. We think we got it bad.
I said that about the UFC fights. With Fabricio Werdum, when he flicked off Cleveland.
Oh, yeah.
And he was like, fuck you guys. I'm like, dude, wrong neighborhood. I don't care if you're from Brazil or not. Like, wrong fucking neighborhood to do that shit in. You know what I mean?
Don't do that here.
But he is. He's from Brazil, so he's like, fuck Cleveland. You know what I mean? Like, there's people getting stabbed in the middle of church and shit down in Brazil.
He's like, I've fucking fought mosquitoes bigger than you people. Like.
I'm like, dude, I've been hung up on by this guy, and he's like, well, I can get you a quote. I said, I don't want a fucking quote from your goddamn company. All I want is removed from your fucking call list.
Dan, let's like, take a step back here.
Just
I can save you a lot of money on car insurance.
I'm like, my name is Sean, not fucking Jeremy Ackleberry.
They're like, that's a long name.
Sounds like you're pretty riled up there. You need life insurance?
I was angry.
Yeah, you might be dying soon. We can cover you on that.
And got great plans.
Lousy Weather Media, available on iTunes, Stitcher, and lousyweathermedia.com.
But Max is absolutely right in saying that, you know, Sepultura is not Sepultura, and we should have kept the fucking name.
Yeah, because you should have fought for that shit, man. Yeah. Should have fought for that shit. I got that he wanted to go do Soulfly, and I liked Soulfly when it first came out.
You shut up! You shut up! I'm so fucking scared right now, you shut up!
But now when I listen back to Soulfly, you can tell that it was made during that nu metal stage. You can tell.
It was like right at the prime.
Yeah, he's like, we have the guy from Deftones. Fred from Limp Bizkit, Soulfly, New Max. Was when I saw them in, I want to say, 97, 98. Mushroom Head played the show. It was with Rammstein at the Nautica.
I was there.
Okay.
I did security for that show.
Do you remember Cavalera out of nowhere going, fuck Metallica?
No, I don't.
He totally went out.
I don't.
Fuck Metallica, heavy metal, where it's at. And I was just like, all right, Phil. Got you in Selma.
And he had, like, his whole family with him. Like, because that was the first time we seen that his 12-year-old stepson came out and did that song with him. And he's, again, still in a band to this day. And that kid's awesome. Super nice fucking guy. And his band is good. So, you know, good for that kid.
Mm-hmm.
12 years old fucking getting to scream in front of, you know, thousands of people with your dad.
Right?
That's fucking awesome.
I was into it. I pitted for that shit.
It was a good show. It was a great show that day. Rammstein was so good.
They're dope.
They were so good, man. A lot of people don't like that band either. Because you don't understand them. Just because you don't speak German, man.
Rammstein.
Like, I don't give a fuck what they're talking about.
My old buddy Bogart, he used to, he could speak some pretty well German, and he would translate Rammstein songs for us.
Was a lot of it had to do with poop and penises?
Yeah, a lot of penis stuff.
Yeah, a lot of dicks.
There's a lot of dicks.
So Sunday, October 16th, this is the Sunday before my birthday.
Ooh, shit.
It's the Sunday before Rubber City Redbeard's birthday.
Yeah, it's coming up.
So for all you people that like our podcast, buy me stuff.
We'll do an Amazon registry for you.
That's what you do. You buy me stuff. So yeah, Sunday, October 16th, the Cavalera return to roots at the Agora Ballroom. $20 to get in. That's not bad at all. I would drop a $20 bill to go check out some Cavaleras.
Fuck yeah, man. Yeah, totally.
And it's on a Sunday. We might do that.
Man, why not?
We should do that.
We need to go to more shows together.
And do reviews.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because I thought about that the other day.
I think that would suit us in the show.
I was when I started seeing all the pictures from the Mushroomhead show, people taking the VIP photos with them and shit. Uh-huh. Before, I'm like, it should have been me and Eagle.
Oh,
dapper as fuck.
Mm-hmm.
With Mushroomhead.
Facebook profile pic.
Yeah, it would have been huge. You know what I mean?
Just me. I was thinking
cover photo. Yeah, like just
hugging his leg.
Like, and him like get away. It would have been like me doing shots with the rest of the band, drawing their attention away.
Yeah.
While you were humping his leg.
He's gonna hate me when he meets me, man.
And it would have been Jackie LaPonza just beating you with a fucking newspaper.
Fuck you! I won't do what you tell me.
I love you, Jackie. You're a pretty lady. You're really sweet.
She's a very nice girl. She seems like she's a very cool chick, man. She's down to earth.
All the making fun of is all the picking on is out of love, man.
I would punch a motherfucker for Jackie LaPonza if she ever asked me.
Straight up.
If she ever was like, hit that dude, I would hit that dude's getting hit.
All right, you saw a show at the Outpost recently, man, from a band that some people might not be hip to, and they should be. You believe they should be one of the biggest
things out there right now. I sat there, and look, the second time I've seen them live. They played the Outpost before, about 6 months ago or so, and they come back again, and I was super excited for them to come back around.
Mm-hmm.
These guys are super nice dudes. Their drummer has like a four-piece drum kit. Three dudes in the band. They don't even have a bass player.
Oh wow! Neat.
And what's crazy is that when you listen to them, you had said that they would do good with head PE.
Absolutely.
While I'm watching them, I'm going, Kurt would do great in this band.
Oh, Kurt would do great in any band.
Any band.
Kurt Blankenship, bassist of the year, keeping a 99 awards.
Kurt with these guys, oh my god, you couldn't fucking lose. Just saying. So I sat there and I watched these guys play, and they just have the formula to make it. And I'm like, they're playing in front of 40 people, 50 people tops, whatever. And I just don't get it. Like, I've seen bands on fests and they're just awful. They're fucking awful. They have nothing. There's nothing going for these guys. This band has it all. They're metal. They're rock and roll. They're fucking hip hop.
They are.
They're skinny. They're white.
They're skinny.
They're tattooed everywhere. They got dreadlocks. They're fucking personable. He does sweet tricks with his microphone. He flips it all around. He's all like, oh.
Steven Tyler and that
I'm
shit.
Fucking Super Bob. You flipping my microphone. Oh. They're so good. I don't get why they're not doing bigger things right now. And I told the singer that after the show or whatever, and he goes, we're just regular dudes, man. Yeah, regular dudes can be assholes too, so.
Dude, man, when somebody tells me that when you're hyping them up and they're like, hey, just regular dudes, you just made me like you more.
Yeah. We're just regular dudes, man.
I just went from being like a fan to a fan boy.
They're really fucking good band, though. And I got to throw somebody out that night.
Oh, sweet.
There was a band called Passive Aggression played. They have a girl singer, Danny Zepetowski. I don't want to mispronounce her name. It's a big last name.
Zepetowski.
Good band. She sounds a lot like Otep Shemaiah.
Yeah.
A lot along those lines.
Okay.
Really cute girl. Really into her music. And not the kind of girl you want to walk up and grab her ass.
Is that what happens?
And that's what happens.
Oh, boy.
So this drunk guy, this guy comes into the club and he's wearing a blue polo shirt. Collar up, khaki shorts, and instantly I'm like, strip club dude.
Oh, shit.
Right? Like, right. As soon as he walked in the door and I made eye contact with the dude, strip club dude. So he fucks up walking in the door right away. He's already got a drink in his hand in a blue plastic cup. We don't have blue plastic cups, and we don't let you go outside with cups. So he comes in, and I'm like, yeah, that's got to go. You got to take that outside. And he goes, it's just water. And it was clearly like Coke. It was dark. Where the fuck you got this water from and shit? Oh, yeah, right. Yeah, it's just water. I said, yeah, that's not water. That looks like watered down pop. And I'm going to say that that's probably liquor. So get that the fuck out of the bar. I had to tell that dude 4 times to take that drink the fuck outside. He finally fucking takes it outside. He comes in and he's in the bar for 15 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Like Metal Mafia played.
Okay.
One of your favorites.
Yeah.
They played, and he...
Pump it up!
Apparently knows the Metal Mafia guys, because he went over and said hello to all of them. But they all kind of hugged him like, eh.
This guy.
This fucking... He's drunk again. Great. Son of a bitch. So...
Support the fucking scene.
15 minutes in, and Danny from Passive Aggression comes up, and she's like, you need to fucking throw this dude out. He just grabbed my fucking ass. He's got to go. So I said, who? And they said, guy in a blue shirt. I said, khaki shorts. I already know who it is.
Has to go.
So I went and I removed the young gentleman nicely. I'm nice the first time.
Mm-hmm.
I'm always nice the first time, unless you're giving me a problem. You know what I mean? Like, if you're really giving me a hassle, then I'll bounce you off every fucking wall on the way to the door. So throw him out. Everything's cool. Night's going on. Fucking Super Bob comes on. And this dude made his way back in the side door somewhere. So somebody comes up to me and they're like, hey, didn't you throw this guy out earlier? And I'm like looking for this dude and I can't fucking find him anywhere. Couldn't find him because he was down on one knee in front of Danny trying to like apologize to her. Oh, and she's basically standing there going, fuck off. Just fuck off already. Jesus Christ. So I yoked him up and, you know, bull rushed him out the door. And then once I got him outside, I, you know, slammed him up against the wall a little bit. Got in his ear. Whispered all sweet nothings.
did you slam him and go, you smell fucking terrific. Smells so good right now.
I should start saying that shit to people.
Fucking smell terrific right now. I don't want to do this, but I have to do this. Call me.
Yeah, I just let him know to not come back in the building again, and which he didn't, you know. But again, I'm nice the first time, man. Don't make me be a fucking asshole. I don't want to be an asshole.
Especially at a Super Bob show.
But I will be. So Super Bob, man, like these guys, his vocals are like, you know, it's like Zach De La Rocha,
mm-hmm.
Fred Durst kind of.
Yeah.
Hip hop.
That was the vibe I got.
Dude was, and you know, he like fur coat.
Yes.
Gold microphone.
That shit's cool.
Flipping that shit around. Oh, on time. Oh.
I recommend it. I was just watching the video for Superfly from Super Bob.
Oh, it's such a good song, dude.
That shit's cool.
That's a good one.
That shit is cool. And you believe it. You believe what they're saying. It's not like they're putting on that, there's this band called Attila and this other one called Amure. They all suck balls. Super Bob doesn't suck balls. Like, Super Bob could take out those bands for real.
Again, I really don't understand how these guys aren't doing bigger things. And they've been around for a while. It's not like they're new to the scene. It's not like they're new to touring and shit. These guys have been doing this for a few years now. And I want to see more of them.
I think they should be Badass Band of the Week.
We have the power to do that.
It's that time!
You got it, you ready, you want it. You did it, you made it, you forced me to stop it. Yeah, I can't stand to watch like the rest.
Super Bob!
Super Bob!
Badass Band of the Week.
They should be bigger. Maybe they will be.
They should be Badass Band of the Year.
Ooh.
They're really good. I fucking like these dudes. They make me happy. They make me fucking bob my head. The whole time they're playing.
Yeah.
The whole fucking set. 45 minutes. 37 minutes. 37 minutes. Bobbing my head the whole fucking time.
And I understand that, you know, rap metal gets a bad name because people, Fred Durst, do it bad. And they did it bad. And, but there's
Head
some...
Head P doesn't do it bad?
Head P doesn't fucking do it bad. They do it right. I
always felt like they were the ones that got fucked over the most by goddamn Limp Bizkit because they should have been the ones on the top of that genre. They should be fucking still crushing that shit. Millions. Nobody should be talking about Limp Bizkit doing a new metal tour right now. Everybody should be talking about Head PE doing a fucking new metal tour right now.
And of course you got your Rage Against the Machine. However, Rage is so political that, you know, they're kind of their own entity. They're the rap group that has the cool guitar sounds that... Talk about world issues. I'm talking about rap metal that are rapping about real things in a dude's or a lady's life and talking, you know, with some attitude, some personality, relatable situations, if you will.
Yeah, your car breaking down.
And I love it when singers come across as cool. Like they come across as cool as shit and not just mad or overly happy.
Right. Yeah.
I like it when people come across cool and almost like they want to fuck you up if you step to them.
Super Bob is smooth like the butter.
Yeah, man.
Super Bob in between songs, like when he's talking to the crowd, when he's engaging the crowd, guard your girlfriends.
Yeah, please do.
Guard your girlfriends. Because you might end up with
you're going to have your arm around her. They're going to do that thing where they're
all
at the shows.
All your girl's super vagina.
What is it with dudes at shows that like love to let you know that this is the girl that I'm fucking?
Like, I can't. It always it makes me sick to my stomach sometimes when I see guys that like sit next to their girl and they'll have their hand on the back of their neck.
Oh yeah, wait, yeah,
like
what is
it's
that?
Like it's a control thing. It's a fucking control thing. There's these dudes fucking. They're insecure as fuck. Probably really fast out the gate. Super little dicks. I don't know what the fuck the problem is, but they have to have control in shit. Because I got nothing locking this bitch down except for my ass whoopings. So.
But yeah, super Bob, man. Seriously, go check this band out. They'll be around again.
They're definitely coming back around. If you see these guys coming to your town, anywhere near your town, if you got a 20-minute drive, drive the 20 minutes to go see these guys. I promise. You will not fucking regret it. It will be a great show.
I think I'm going to play, I think we'll, Superfly?
Superfly. Superfly. I'm down with that. That's a really good tune.
It just gives you all kinds of good feels. It's the kind of song that you want to walk into the room.
Yeah.
Just blaring all of a sudden. Just like, shit, that's me, dude.
It would be part of the soundtrack to your life if you was just walking around and had music playing.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. It's good. You're going to bob your head for the next 3.5 minutes.
Hell yeah. But, I think we can go out with that, man. I think we got ourselves a podcast there. Well,
it's always good to see your face.
It's so awesome to see
you.
It's
good to see your whole family here. I got to meet your mom today.
Yes.
Which
she is
the vagina from whence you came.
That's what that's what's inscribed on the necklace I got her for her birthday. To
but
my
you got your whole little family over here today, man. It's awesome. It's good to see all the kids running around playing and laughing and doing their little kid thing.
Showing their love for the little baby. They're all here.
I mean, I got here today, and Evan was out on a walk.
Oh shit! Yeah, Evan the 11.
Hey, everybody! Psst, don't tell Evan we're talking about him.
He was walking around with a girl
for like 2 hours.
For like 2 hours
around the neighborhood,
and
he's got like a girl admirer.
Yeah, they were taking selfies of each other today, and then that
selfies
led,
of each other.
Well, like or of themselves, and they were sending them to each other. So he showed me. He's like, she sent a selfie. I sent a selfie too. And he was looking cool, like, sup.
That's how you
selfie.
Know things are getting serious with 12-year-olds
and then
shit.
Next thing I know, I see them walking down the street together. And I was like, is that my fucking son? I was blushing. I was trying not to just be like, so you're his friend. But yeah, you know why he was probably able to have the confidence today to walk around like he's probably listening to some Super Bob in his headphones.
That's what I've been listening to if I was getting ready to mack on some chicks.
Dude, yeah. So listen. All right,
we're gonna leave it with that.
Yeah.
Right?
Right.
Your son's macking on chicks. Super Bob's macking on chicks.
Yeah.
If
you want to mack on chicks, or if you're a chick who wants to mack on some chicks, listen to this song. Superfly. Until next week, I'm Eagle.
I'm Rubber City Redbeard.
Bye.
Peace.
I'm impossible. I won't be put on the back shelf waiting for the shit to sell. So such a big goddamn mouth. I don't need you to prove to me I can never lose. I'll be like a breeze come through. Gonna fuck up a crowd and bounce around in the town down the street. You've been recently unfurling. You let all that grease snatch up the best of you. Take a little bit of something fresh. Take a little bit of this. I'm goddamn superfly. Yeah, I'm the greatest. Ain't got no money, but they treat me like I'm famous. Goddamn superfly. Yeah, I'm the greatest. Watch me go as I put to death all of the things that you thought that you'd know. I'm tastefully unchanged and raised up. Got my chin up, I'm pent up, and no, so ready to go. Cause I'm running in the face of both, and they say I'm born a better league. Gotta get my break till some takeaway. I'm here to break up the shit you bet. What's that you say? You're late to the game. What you gonna bring? Not gonna bend or break a bone. I won't fail or fall for no. Gonna take it and bring it home. Goddamn superfly. Yeah, I'm the greatest. Got no money, but they treat me like I'm
So, here we are. Here we are. Now we're the old people who think the younger generation's music sounds like shit.
Back in my day, our music was better. Better. Not this garbage the youngest listen to.
Now, my story begins in 1962.
Back in my day,